Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rotman. The Kansas Department of Transportation is encouraging locals to voice their concerns.
Recently, a public meeting was held in Hays. KDOT Secretary Calvin Reed emphasized the importance of public input.
It's extremely important that they have a say very early on in the process to identify what their priorities are.
Sheriff Brandon Carver from Sheridan County highlighted the safety issues on Highway 23 south of Hoxie, especially the narrow shoulders, which pose a risk for large trucks. While KDOT plans to repair 7 miles of Highway 23, some residents insist that all 18 miles need attention.
Lawrence Douglas County Fire Medical has been awarded a grant from the governor's local safety and security equipment grant program. The grant provides essential funding to purchase wildland personal protective equipment, tools, and specialized hose designed for the suppression of wildland fires. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Make sure your equipment is ready to run by letting a John Deere certified technician at Prairie Land Partners inspect it. Their power inspection program is going on now, giving you peace of mind that your equipment will be ready when you need it. From mowers, gators, skid steers, and compact tractors to large ag equipment, Prairie Land Partners technicians are there to keep your equipment up and running. Call, stop by, or visit PrairieLandPartners.com to schedule your equipment.
Prairie Land Partners.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the...
It's time for the Fall Haul at Northern Tool and Equipment. Get your hands on tough tools at prices that are tough to ignore. Got plans? Cancel them. Trucks in the shop? Borrow someone else's. Don't like saving money? Right. So head to the Fall Haul at Northern Tool. Back up the truck for the season's biggest event and save on generators, power tools, trailers, and more. Shop in-store or at northerntool.com. We're made for this.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. On Tuesday, lawmakers said Kansans who can't afford to pay traffic violation fees shouldn't be punished with the loss of their driving privileges. Kansas is one of about half of all U.S. states that suspend, revoke, or deny renewal of driver's licenses for unpaid traffic fines and fees, in what some call a driving while poor punishment. Drivers issued notices are required to appear in the district court of the county where they were cited or pay the state-mandated court costs and traffic fines. And that rule results in Kansans who miss court hearings or who cannot afford the fines and fees struggle in a snowballing cycle of debt-related driving restrictions. The Free to Drive campaign, an advocacy group seeking to end debt-related driving restrictions, estimates that 86% of Americans drive to work, and removing people's ability to drive also can mean losing jobs, losing paychecks, and significantly damaging people's quality of life. Kansas Department of Revenue data for the current year shows 208,347 drivers in the state have a suspended license, and out of these suspensions, 123,913 are due to unpaid tickets. Approximately 12,720 drivers in the state have a revoked license, with 1,671 of them due to driving while suspended or without insurance and unpaid tickets. And a court conviction for driving while suspended has its own set of penalties, including fines and a 90-day license suspension. Drivers who have their license suspended have to buy SR-22 vehicle insurance and keep it for 12 consecutive months. And that type of insurance is typically a higher rate and mandated in cases where people are convicted of driving under the influence or for people with multiple traffic law violations. In some cases, Kansans caught driving on a suspended license have to buy the SR-22 insurance even if they don't own a vehicle. The current driver's license reinstatement fee for suspension due to failure to comply with the traffic citation is $100. Lawmakers on the Special Committee on Restricted Driving are looking to make legislative recommendations for policy in the upcoming session. According to a report from Kansas Appleseed, data shows the debt Kansas families are incurring from school meals ballooned in the past year, now topping $20 million. The report shows that in a year since the end of the pandemic program providing universal meals, there's been a six-fold increase in school meal debt. It's a balance many families have to watch, ensuring their children are fed at school. However, in the past year, many Kansas families were racking up a school meal debt, with inflation a main factor. And that debt ends up having a significant impact on families and districts. School meal debt in the state reached $23.5 million in 2023, a year after the pandemic-era universal meals program ended, and in 2019, that debt was $4.5 million. While about 40% of Kansas students are covered by free meals, some families who might apply for free or reduced lunches find their income is slightly too high. And when that school meal debt accrues, that also leaves schools in a difficult situation because parents cover about 20% of the debt and the rest falls on school districts and donations. Nationally, Kansas Appleseed supports universal school meals as its use during the pandemic showed it was viable. On the state level, Kansas can cover the additional cost of reduced meals, something many districts do already. And on a local level, Kansas Appleseed is going to work with districts and are looking at policies and supporting the community eligibility program, which could provide universal meals at qualifying schools. Kansas became the 10th state in the nation on Wednesday to require two-person railroad crews, despite objections from freight railroads. And the industry may challenge the rule in court, as it has in other states like Ohio. The major freight railroads have long pushed to cut crews down to one person, but unions have resisted because they believe it's safer to have two people working together to operate trains. Governor Kelly said two-person crews will protect workers from the effects of fatigue, prevent train derailments, and reduce risks in the many Kansas communities along our railroad tracks. And the new administrative rule took effect on Wednesday. Spokesperson Jessica Kanyek with the Association of American Railroads Trade Group said regulatory efforts to mandate crew staffing, such as the latest in Kansas, lack a safety justification. She said she didn't want to speculate on whether the industry would file a lawsuit challenging the Kansas rule the way it did in Ohio, though the railroads generally argue in their lawsuits that the federal government should be the only one to regulate the industry to ensure there's a uniform set of rules. At least a dozen states, impatient with the federal government's reluctance to pass new regulations on railroads, have tried to pass restrictions on the industry related to minimum crew size, train length, and blocked crossings. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Every day, more than 700 women in the U.S. are diagnosed with breast cancer. Norton County Hospital encourages all women over the age of 40 to contact their doctor for a mammogram referral. During the month of October, the first 100 patients to be screened with our radiology staff will receive a free gift. Take the first potentially life-saving step today and call the Norton Medical Clinic at 785-877-3305. Early detection is often the key to a successful outcome.
Two grants worth $4 million will benefit Fort Hays State University's nursing program, and that money will bring hope for training and keeping nurses in western Kansas. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran, who was in Hays on Wednesday, said these grants provide a greater level of expertise for nurses, particularly nurses who perform their services in rural communities where they may be the only practitioner available. And with the grants, the nursing program at Fort Hays State University is looking out for the future of western Kansas. Moran said that he hopes the funding will bring more nurses into the region. A $20,000 yearly stipend is available for working nursing students, and it should make a big difference. The grants come from Kansas Health and Human Services Committee and will provide the program with $4 million over the next 4 years. You can learn more about Fort Hays State's nursing program at fhsu.edu. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Kansas Cancer Partnership are proud to announce a new online resource for cancer survivors, caregivers, providers, and anyone who loves someone with cancer. The map has over 20 categories and includes information on counseling and support groups, transportation, financial assistance, advanced care planning, and more. It's essential to know that cancer survivorship begins from diagnosis until the end of life, and there are resources that people can find while getting treatment for their cancer. There are also many resources for people who have completed their cancer treatment, and may include support groups, transportation services, financial assistance, and more. Resources are also available for caregivers, family, and loved ones supporting someone with cancer. And these resources include, but are not limited to, counseling and support groups, insurance information, caretaker guidance, and even programs that help children affected by a parent's cancer. The interactive map allows users to view the resources available statewide, nationwide, or in each region of Kansas: Northeast, North Central, Northwest, South Central, Southeast, and Southwest. And the interactive map can also filter the available resources based on their categories. Updates to the website will be made as more resources become available, and organizations and individuals who are aware of any resources that are available and not already listed can send an email to the Cancer Prevention and Control Program. For more information and to view the new interactive survivorship map, you can visit kdhe.ks.gov. In the spring of 2021, a research study on the ecology of Kansas-hatched bald eagles began with just 13 birds and plans of fieldwork lasting 3 years. This year, thanks to voluntary contributions made to the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Non-Game Species Donation Program, Chickadee Checkoff, that research project has been extended, with the total number of birds being studied increasing to nearly 30 bald eagles. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks and a team of partners from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Conservation Science Global, Evergy, and private landowners are confident data derived from the study will help wildlife managers and developers better address potential conflicts between bald eagles and development infrastructure, as well as further the scientific community's understanding of bald eagle ecology in the central Great Plains. For information on how you can support the Chickadee Checkoff and research projects like this, you can visit chickadeecheckoff.com. And for more information on other protected species in Kansas, you can visit ksoutdoors.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
There's a new Tractor Supply in the neighborhood, and you're invited to help us celebrate our grand opening sale. We carry all things you need to make caring for your home, land, and animals easy, like pet food, grills, mowers, and tools, plus backyard decor and outdoor furniture. Stop in for the deals and stay to chat with our experts. Save during our grand opening sale and get a free Tractor Supply hat while supplies last. Wednesday, October 18th through Sunday, October 22nd. We look forward to seeing you at our new Phillipsburg, Kansas store.
You want your bank to offer services that are easy to use and easy to understand. With Equity Bank, you have access to great banking services like online banking and bill pay, a free mobile app, Apple and Android Pay, and even mobile check deposit. Unlike other banks, Equity Bank won't hide fees and complicated services or disclosure language. Plus, customers put even more money in their pocket thanks to nationwide ATM access and no fees on your ATM transactions. Equity Bank, with locations in Norton and Almena, member FDIC.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. August pork exports totaled over 226,000 metric tons, led by record imports by Mexico. Kelly Wicks, manager of international market development with the National Pork Board, highlights the significant growth in sales to Mexico over the past 5 years.
They have grown 54% this year compared to the five-year average, and 45% compared to the three-year average. So that tells you one thing. Mexico's been able to see what that continued investment in the country and working with them really does to those numbers.
Pork producers can see work is also being done to promote product from a domestic and international perspective.
And I think it's really been great that our international team and domestic team, as well as our human nutrition team, has really been working cohesively to boost that demand and find different ways. And so here on the international side, we're really looking at those partnerships and how we can boost where we're already at, where we can capture more space, but we're not quite fully there.
Wix credits investments from the pork checkoff, which she says continues to bring greater demand and value to the pork carcass.
Maybe ways that we could use variety meats, or a way that, say, like for tonkatsu, that's a loin product, and how we could potentially use that here in the U.S. So just finding different ways to learn from other places that and bring it back to the U.S. And I know the domestic team at the National Pork Board is really honing in on some of those, especially in the multicultural space.
Pork exports since the start of the year are 11% above last year's pace, with a value of over $5.3 billion. Cage-free hens are comprising a growing percentage of the U.S. egg-laying flock, according to USDA's Economic Research Service. The flock size increased by more than 10.5 million hens in the first 6 months of this year. That is now 38% of the overall flock. Most of the increase, though, is in the non-organic cage-free flock. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
A bag of corn is, well, a bag of corn. Unless it's a bag of Pioneer brand chrome seed corn. Then you're dealing with the most optimized yield potential, agronomic performance, and insect protection the Pioneer lineup has to offer. A bag that will make life easier for you. 8 bushels per acre easier. And much harder for rootworms than the competition. Pioneer brand chrome products. Field proven and ready for yours. Visit pioneer.com/plantchrome.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. A strong low pressure system is moving across the northern parts of our state and dragging a cold front behind it. That'll be a big factor in our weather pattern for the next couple of days, mainly with gusty wind and cooler temperatures, but some precipitation will be possible. Showers and thunderstorms popping up in our northern and eastern counties later on today. The chance of severe weather is fairly low, but some strong thunderstorms will be possible in the north central and northeast counties later on today ahead of that front. Gusty wind is likely statewide, and it's very dry in western Kansas. A high wind warning is up for northwest and west central Kansas through about noon tomorrow for gusts up to 60 miles an hour. We also have a fire weather warning for the southwest counties. On the map, heading into this afternoon, a strong low-pressure system is crossing northern Kansas with gusty wind. That'll be followed by cooler temperatures for the whole state. It looks like most of the precipitation will be falling in the eastern and northeastern and north-central counties, although isolated thunderstorms are possible later on today elsewhere. The front will clear out of the state by midday Friday. We'll have cooler air moving in, with tomorrow's high staying in the 50s and 60s. The gusty wind will keep up as well, especially in our western counties. For the upcoming weekend, the weather will be fair and breezy, temperatures staying a lot closer to average with mostly 50s and 60s. This afternoon in the northwest counties, mid-60s to low 70s, will be in the low to mid-40s overnight, upper 70s and low 80s north central, and mid to upper 40s for the overnight lows. Northeast, upper 70s today, mid to upper 50s for the overnight hours. Mid-70s to low 80s southwest, and tonight we're in the low to mid-40s. Mid to upper 80s in the south central counties, upper 40s and low 50s for the overnight hours. And in the southeast, low to mid-80s with mid-50s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.